People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free rolled food. It's protein-packed with less risk of food sensitivity.
Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. So excited that on this Financial Friday, you guys, we've got a great show lined up for you, great information. Wow, July is gone. This year is moving so super fast, and I often share with you guys that we're making a lot of new changes. It's taking some time, but we are almost there, and I'm excited about all these great changes that we are making, and I know you're going to be excited too because I want to put things in place for you, our faithful listeners, to maximize on all of the information that we share so that you can, in fact, do life with power, so that you can, in fact, have a clearer vision on what it takes for you to do life with power. We're not all the same, so it's even, what is it, the saying is, oh, we're all the same. No, we're not. That is such a myth. So we're not all the same. We have different likes and different wants and different purposes for being here on this earth, and it's hard to do that when you don't have clarity because everyone keeps saying, oh, we're all the same. So with that being said, we're making new changes that will help everybody find their clarity and get to where it is you really, really, really want to be, as I said, so you are, in fact, doing life with power. Hey, our topic for today is the big deal about you. You are, in fact, a big deal. Sometimes people get in an argument and say, you're not a big deal. He's not such a big deal. Or they see someone on television who's a big star, who's making a lot of money. Ah, he's not that big of a deal. Well, no, we're all big deals. And so today I'm going to talk about that. And we are going to learn why we are such a big deal. I'm going to share two main objectives for your journey through life. So you're going to find out why this journey that you're taking in this through this life, it makes you such a big deal, and why it's important and necessary and absolutely imperative that you pay more attention to your daily living. And with that being said, we are going to go to commercial. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to find out why you're such a big deal. And we're going to talk about this until 10:20 because we have Mario J. Payne and Raymond James Financial is going to be with us today. He's going to talk to us about how to grow our finances. And you're going to find out if you have what it takes to be an investor. But you guys, you do have what it takes. But it's nice to know what the traits of a successful investor are. And once you know what those traits are, then guess what? You can say, hey, that's me, and you can start investing and start making some great things happen. With that being said, we're going to take a break to listen to our sponsors. Without them, we'd have no show. And so we're going to listen to our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and find out what is the big deal about you. You're going to learn about those two main objectives for your journey through life.
getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs. Connect with someone who can help you put your best look forward. Mary Kay's independent beauty consultant, Pat Freeman, will help you choose the right products for you. Ladies and gentlemen, get healthier looking skin. Look your best with advice from your personal beauty consultant. Contact Pat Freeman at 941-720-5326 or visit her website at MaryKay.com/PFreeman59. Color cosmetics also available. Rely on the professionals at EBS Security in Jacksonville, Florida for an array of security services including special event security, private investigations, and bodyguard services. Since 2002, EBS has been ensuring the security of North Floridians and their valuables. Outstanding service has earned EBS Security recognition, awards, and words of praise in the local community. Whether you're looking to provide a visible presence with uniformed, unarmed, or armed security officers, or would rather keep their visibility at a minimum, we can accommodate your specific requirements. Place your trust in the hands of EBS Security for all of your safekeeping investigatory needs. 24-hour emergency service available. Call EBS Security today. Dial 904-766-8330. Call now.
Now back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Council.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. We're going to talk about the big deal about you. What is the big deal about all of us? There was a saying, I haven't heard it in a while, but it used to be, you're not all that. And there are people who say that. You're not all that. And there are people who say, he's not such a big deal. Or she's not such a big deal. Or I don't know who she thinks she is. Who does she think she is? Or who does he think he is? Well, I think we need to take a look at or listen to those kinds of comments and pay attention to what we're saying or understand what we're saying when we're saying that. We're saying that that person is really, hey, you're not that great. You're not a big deal. But first of all, we have these two main objectives in life. And before I tell you what they are, any human being that's on this earth, any human being that God made is a big deal. That's the first thing. Why? Because we all have a purpose. Now, I'm not here today to talk about what those purposes are, but I'm here to give you those two main objectives for your journey through this life. And when you can understand about your journey, then you're going to find out what the big deal is about you. You're going to say, wait, I am super amazing. I am not supposed to struggle financially. I'm not supposed to get bullied at work by my boss, and they're my boss or supervisor. I'm not supposed to have a business where I feel bogged down and stressed out all the time. I'm supposed to be living life. I'm supposed to be doing life with power. I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be successful based on my gifts and talents. So how do we get to all of that? Because really, before you even start managing money, first you've got to have money to manage. And before you can even get to that point, you've got to know what it takes for you to get the kind of money that you need in order to start managing it and in order to start investing it so that you can have the things that you want in your life. I find, and I've said this on the show before, but I find that in a lot of our television shows today that the show spend a lot of time glorifying poverty, glorifying the underprivileged, glorifying, and when I say underprivileged, I better clear that up. When I say glorifying the underprivileged, I'm not labeling the person. What I'm saying is I'm talking about the concept of sending a message to people that they are, in fact, underprivileged, and you poor thing, there's nothing you can do. That's absolutely ridiculous. There are a lot of things that you can do. You can do a whole bunch more when it comes to your own successes and when it comes to taking responsibility for your own destiny. But how do you take responsibility for a destiny that you don't even believe exists? Or how do you take responsibility for a destiny that you don't even know what it is and haven't even taken a moment to look at yourself and examine you as a person and say, wait, this is who I am. I need to take a look at this and I need to discover what makes me so great. And I really need to stop listening to everything and everybody that's sending me a message that I am just so dumb, so small, so weak, so underprivileged that I need to have another adult pay for my life. I need to have another adult provide me with all of these benefits because poor me, I can't do it on my own. Listen, the truth of the matter is you can do it, but you're right, not on your own, but not in the way that you think. You have to build relationships. So with that being said, let's kind of talk about these two objectives of life, so to speak, that makes you such a big deal. First of all, the first one is self-discovery. Self-discovery, you've been born with a character that is so unique to the point, down to your voice. Even though sometimes when people hear you on the phone, you may sound like your mother, or if you're male, you may sound exactly like this. So you sound exactly like your father. You sound exactly like your mother. But when you talk a little bit longer, guess what? They can hear the distinction. They can hear that, wait, it's not who I think it is. And so that gives you an idea as to how unique you are. Even twins are not identical. You can actually tell twins apart if you look close enough. They either have a mark somewhere on their body, usually it's on their face or on their leg or arm, but they have a mark. And I've seen this consistently in twins, but they have a mark somewhere on them that says, okay, I'm not you. And you're not me. So or they always have something that will allow you to identify them. So there is really no such thing as identical twins. Twins, yes. Identical, no. So the thing is that we are unique. So the big deal about you is that you're on this journey or in this life so that you can go on this self-discovery journey because you've been born with that character that is unique. So it's important to discover yourself and ask why you were born with the character that you possess. Why are you here? Why is your life playing out the way it is? For example, if it's not playing out in your favor, if you're not excited about where you are in your life, then it's because you haven't discovered that part of you. You haven't discovered the uniqueness of your character. And if you have discovered that, then you're not embracing it. You're doing what someone else said that you should do. You're working on the job that perhaps your parents worked. Well, my dad did this, so I'm doing it too. I went to a seminar a couple of days ago, a business seminar. Everybody stood up to talk about what they did, and they introduced themselves. And there was a guy there, and he said, well, I make beeswax. And he said, and I'm actually trying to get my daughter to come into the business so she can help me with the lip balms and the other products. And I keep telling her that this is where she needs to be. This is I built this for her. And I listened to him talk, and I thought to myself, well, maybe that's not a calling. Maybe that's the uniqueness of her character doesn't take her in that direction, because he said she's not having it. He said she doesn't want any part of it. Well, take a clue, fella. If she doesn't want any part of it, you know, we have this misconception that because they are our children, that they are our possessions. A human being is not to be possessed by another human being. The sole purpose of parents is to actually bring that child into this world and to guide that child. It's like it says in Proverbs, lead a child in the way that it should go. It doesn't tell you boss them around, control their entire life, and determine their future. Yeah. So the thing is that if something in you says, listen, I absolutely hate this job, or I absolutely hate what I'm doing, this business, I don't like doing this, then you really need to have a long talk with yourself. So that's number one. Number one is self-discovery. So the big deal about you is that you are here to kind of be a part of this big puzzle that we have on this earth. And if you are, if you're trying to, say, squeeze your puzzle piece into a space that doesn't fit, well, there's no clear picture of the puzzle. The puzzle will never, ever come together. But if we all kind of start to fall in line with what it is we were called to do, see, because all of our talents come from God. I don't care what anybody says. You know, if you grow up and you become an attorney, so, well, I went to school and I learned to become an attorney. Well, something in you, your personality type took you in that direction, and obviously you have some purpose to serve in that arena. So number one is self-discovery. So you want to take the time to do that, and you're going to see what the big deal about you is. Number two, you're going to learn what kind of role you can play in relationship to others. So those are the two objectives in life right now, or period, is learn what kind of role you can play in relationship to others. And what that means is, number one, you're here to discover, you know, why God put you on this earth, and of course, to be obedient and carrying that out. And number two, in order for you to carry any of this out on any level, you have to be able to relate to other people. You have to be able to get along with people. And, you know, sometimes I wish that we were all, like, clear. In other words, no color whatsoever. You know, no browns, no reds, no yellows, no whites, no nothing, just clear. And people can just see right through each other and see into each other's value system and see each other's spirit and all of that. Because the bottom line is, you know, the body ultimately does what you tell it based on your value system and based on your spiritual fitness. And so the point is that sometimes we look at people and we go, wow, because you look just like me, or you're of the same ethnic group, maybe you're supposed to help me and give me what I need. And then if we don't get what we need from them, then we go, well, they made it, and why aren't they helping the rest of us? As though people owe you something. No one owes you anything, I'm sorry, except to love you, period. That's biblical. So the thing is that sometimes what I'm getting at here is that sometimes what you want is in someone else. Sometimes I met a guy, and this will illustrate my point, I believe. There was a guy I met, this was years ago, maybe 10-plus years ago, and he had this big goal, and we were talking about the goal, and he had set it up, well, the men are going to do this, and the men are going to do that, and the men are going to do this. I said, well, how long have you been working on this? He says, well, you know, I'm having a little bit of problems with it, and I've been working on this for about 20 years. Now, 20 years of working to make something happen. And you guys know I don't like to use the word try. Either you do or you don't. So he was trying. So trying implies that it's an uphill battle, and chances of you getting it done is probably slim to none. And so he kept talking about it. So when I listened to him, I said, okay. And I listened to what his challenge was. And I said, well, how about if you do this, 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 and this? And he told me, he said, well, there are no women a part of this. There are no women. He didn't even listen to what I said. He just proceeded to tell me, well, there are no women. The men are going to solve this. The men are going to put this together. The men are going to do this. And I thought, wow, okay. Well, my point is, if the answer to you, to your destiny, if some of the help comes from someone of a different gender, if it comes from someone of a different race, if it comes from someone of a different age group, if it comes from someone who's a Martian, okay, if it's going to help you carry out your unique purpose for being here on this earth, you want to move all of the, see, chauvinism, that's not a word you're going to find. It's not in the Bible that we're supposed to be chauvinistic. It's not in the Bible where we're supposed to be prejudiced against one another. These things are the opposite of what it takes to make a connection to human beings so that you can get to where it is you need to be. So my point is, here it is now. Like I said, that was like 10, maybe 15 years ago. So here it is 10, 15 years later, and guess what? His project has still not gotten off the ground. He has still not gotten it done, and he still talks about getting it done. So I'm guessing that and not just from me, but perhaps he's gotten the answer from others too, that he's gotten the answer several times, and help has been sent his way. Because I can assure you, whatever your unique calling is, whatever purpose God put in your heart, and you're supposed to carry it out on this earth, he's going to send you people that will help you to move that project along. And people stay with you for a season, some of them go, but some of them stay with you for the duration. But my point is, the big deal about you is that you're here to serve a purpose. You're not here to sit around and hold your hand out and look to everybody else and say, hey, number one, you know, fix my life. Number two, oh, woe is me. You are amazing. You can do anything that you – all you have to do is, number one, go on that journey of self-discovery, and number two, learn what kind of role that you're going to play in relationship to others. And I'm going to wrap up on this. And in relation to others and in relation to society in general, if there's no one else – think about this. If there was no one else on earth, then you would have a difficult time – even learning about who you are and how you're meant to be. We learn how to grow based on how we interact with other people. And if you put yourself in a little box and you only interact with that little group right there because you're comfortable with them, well, you're only going to grow so much. And you may very well not get to play out the purpose for which you're here, number one. And number two, you may very well not get to be the big deal that you truly are. So you are, in fact, a big deal. So muster up some confidence, muster up some courage, let nothing stop you. Step out there and make some great things happen in your life. Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break and go to commercial. Then we're going to come back, and you guys are going to find out if you have what it takes to get into the investor game. I call everything a game, but you're going to find out if you have what it takes to be a successful investor, because Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial Services is going to share some enlightening information with you. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We'll be back shortly.
A child is fun and full of life, but the fun stops when your child isn't feeling well. This is when it's time to get the care your child needs. And like a good parent, you want the best care possible. Visit Dr. Charles Simmons, located at 1771 Edgewood Avenue West in Jacksonville, Florida. Call at 904-766-1106. You will get the best in pediatric care. Isn't that what your child deserves? Dr. Charles Simmons is the best choice for pediatric care. So call 904-766-1106. Also now accepting all patients on Sunshine State Medicaid. Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business, and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345. Small business owners, finally guarantee that your marketing efforts will work. Get Indispensable Marketing's CEO Patrick McFadden's free ebook that reveals the solution to small business marketing. Other small business owners are already raving about this information. Grab your free copy of Marketing Without Strategy is the Noise Before Failure at indispensablemarketing.com/DYLT and discover why this ebook is the first step in marketing that ultimately can create the greatest possible. Relax and release your stress at Inner Court Holistic Day Spa. Expert massage therapist Tracy Williams will help your body feel new. Schedule an appointment for a free body assessment to determine what your needs are and find out how Tracy can help you with her gourmet of healing services for your body. Mention Designing Your Life Today and get an amazing discount. Call 904-444-7286. Call Tracy today and let her take your stress away.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell. This is Financial Friday. This is like my favorite show of all times. Why? because we're talking about money, and people, like, a lot of times want to shy away from that. I don't get it. How do you even pay an electric bill without it? So don't shy away from it. Embrace it. Anyway, with that being said, I'm here with Mario J. Payne, and he has been talking to us about growing our finances. Good morning, Mario.
Pat, how we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, good. As happy as I can be here in Jacksonville on another beautiful, beautiful Friday.
Awesome, awesome. And you're right. It is a beautiful day today. I can't wait to get back out there. I've already been out walking around my neighborhood. Can't wait to get back out there in the sun today. A lot of people try to stay out of the sun, but I am the opposite. So, and it is a little hot, but I'm the opposite. I don't mind getting out there. It's just sweat, you guys. So anyway, with that being said, he's right. It is beautiful here in Jacksonville. And wherever you guys in your part of the country, hope it's beautiful there. And even if it's raining, hey, you know, embrace it, because if we didn't have any water, as human beings, we'd be in a whole boatload of trouble. So with that being said, let's find out something about growing our finances. Mario's going to share some very interesting information with us today. So, Mario, take it away.
Yes, so today I actually wanted to talk about traits and the different traits that a quote-unquote successful investor has. And if you think about a successful investor as a whole, you know, a successful investor usually wants to maximize their gains and minimize their losses. You know, so anytime I talk to investors, we always say it's definitely a marathon. It's not a sprint. And though you definitely can't guarantee that any investment strategy will be successful, or any traits that you have as an investor will make sure that you don't lose any money, because with investing, it always involves some sort of risk. If you're a safe investor who does CDs and money market accounts, or if you're a very aggressive investor who does stocks, and of course you have the loss of principal that you can have when you invest. But again, it's some traits that a person has that allows them to, again, kind of see the future. And the first trait I want to talk about is patience. Now, not everybody has patience. Patience is something that is kind of learned over time. But that is one of the biggest traits when it comes to investing, is actually being patient. Because if you think about being patient, you're able to look at something over the long term. And with investments, you know, sometimes the key for investments is actually having a long-term approach or a long-term view that could build your nest egg. You know, I also call it the snowball effect. So basically, over time, your money compounds. You know, you're making money, you're reinvesting your money. And the longer that you leave your money in and continue to let it work for you, the more exciting you get, because the numbers get larger and larger over time. But if we don't have patience, that won't happen. If we have a quote-unquote, you know, stock and it does very, very, very well, we might want to pull out all our money. You know, we want to, quote-unquote, pocket our gains. But sometimes a long-term approach to it and you being patient is good. You know, sometimes we might invest our money and we think it's a good investment and it goes down immediately because something happened with the company or something happened with the market. And sometimes we like to pull out our money without letting it get back to where it was and continue to grow. So again, if we have some patience, that always helps. Now, of course, if you think about a person had money, right? If I had $10,000 invested, and over 20 years, if I invested my money for 20 years, I have to be very, very, very patient, because 20 years is a long time. But if I had something that went making 6% a year with $10,000 over 20 years, I made $46,000. Well, if I went another 25 years, meaning 5 years more, I now have $68,000. And if I'm really patient and I wait 30 years, that $10,000 making 6% a year, I look up in 30 years, is $100,000. That's a lot of money. I mean, I basically quadrupled my money over 30 years. But it takes patience, because over time, as we make money, we like to spend it. So the most important trait when it comes to investing is being patient.
Well, let's see here. Do I have the traits of a successful investor? That patience thing. I'm kind of thinking I could just jump in the game, get $1 million in about 3 or 4 weeks. So guess I'm out of that game. But no. Mario, that's a great trait, because a lot of people expect to get rich overnight. And, you know, I always tell people, listen, I don't care what they say. No such thing as a get-rich-quick scheme. So or get rich quick kind of thing. So patience is a great trait. So now you talked about patience, so I have to ask you before we move on, is that the main trait of a successful investor? Because that's the one that you mentioned first. I'm sure there are others, but is that the main one?
Yes, I would definitely say when it comes to investing, being patient. Because, again, we have investments that go up and down. Some investments do better than others. You know, you might have a stock. You might have, let's say, a telecommunication stock, and another telecommunication stock is doing better. And, you know, so because the market or because maybe a new product that they had, and you might get out that one telecommunication stock and go to another one. Well, when it comes to patience, if the fundamentals are there, if that investment is a good investment, if it's undervalued, you know, you need to be patient and stay in that investment. So a lot of times we jump from one investment to another, the market's going up, we jump into an investment. So sometimes we actually buy high instead of buying low, so to speak, and not having the patience to ride ups and downs. So, yes, I would say with investing, you know, the most successful people, you know, the main trait that they have is being patient.
Awesome. Okay, so that's the main trait, you guys. So the main trait is you got to have patience. And here's the thing. If you say, well, I'm not a patient person, well, the beauty of patience is that's something that you can learn over time. And I can assure you, you may think you're not patient, but when life is done with you, yeah, you're going to get some patience. So I say step out there and get in the investor game. And I also think that, too, if you have a great certified financial planner that's working with you, because I'm guessing that they're really patient. You know, Mario, if you guys, when you meet him, you'll see he's like a super patient guy. So when you ever contact him, if you haven't already, then you will see how patient he is. And so just copy what he does if you don't have patience. Anyway, let's move on. All right, so the main trait, what's another key trait of a successful investor?
Oh, great question. Another trait of a successful investor is staying above the fray. If you think about it, we know we are in a 24/7 news cycle compared to even 5 years ago. News is at the tip of our fingertips compared to 40, 50 years ago. I mean, news are at light years ahead of where it was. I mean, if you think about 50 years ago, how people received news, you know, they had to wait to the 6 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news. They had to listen to the radio. You know, so they really did not know what's going on in the next town compared to what's going on in California, compared to what's going on in the world. But now we get news as fast as it can possibly be. So we have to stay above the fray because when it comes to investing, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs. It's what you call volatility, market volatility, basically the ups and downs or the risk of investing. And that's for bonds as well because of depending on what interest rates do, you know, bonds can go up or down as well, just like stocks. But if I'm able to stay above the fray, if I'm able to, you know, digest news, listen to news, but not make any rash or knee-jerk decisions, that allow me to basically ride out the waves. So simply put, staying above the fray allows me to make sure when good news is happening, I don't make any rash decisions, and when bad news is happening, I don't make any rash decisions either. So, again, kind of using that same $10,000 I talked about earlier, you know, if it's bad news, maybe about the company or maybe about the industry, and, you know, and the price of my stock, quote, unquote, drops, it's just a paper loss. You know, you actually don't lose any money till you actually sell that investment. So if I'm able to stay above the fray and know, you know, hey, the news that happened here will get better. You know, last week they had earnings, so you had a lot of stocks that were out of value. A stock like Apple, for instance, you know, went down. If I'm able to stay above the fray and not, quote, unquote, sell my Apple stock, maybe even invest more into it because at a discount. You know, if I have something that's worth $100, now it's worth $95. And I really feel that it's going to get back to $100. If I invest that $95, when it goes from $95 to $100, I've made money. You know, I've made over 5%. So one of the big things when it comes to investing and one of the traits that are important for any successful investor is being able to stay above the fray, digest news, good news and bad news, and not making any knee-jerk decisions. So, again, the second quote-unquote best trait for a successful advisor or a successful investor, for that matter, is staying above the fray.
Awesome. Well, that is interesting that you brought that up, because the reality of it is that those two are truly connected, because you have to have patience. If you see, if you've purchased that Apple stock, that stock's going down, it is kind of human nature to say, oh, no, I'm losing my money, so I need to sell this and just salvage whatever I can, which, of course, is just making a move without being patient in any way, shape, or form. And so, and it's an interesting point that you raise, is that, okay, you know, you just have to just kind of be still a moment there and use some sense and say, wait, why don't I buy it while it's low? And then I'm going to make money when it goes back up, because it's Apple, for goodness sake. They're always coming out with new things, so you know it's going to go back up. So these are really great points that you're raising here. Now, we're talking about the traits of a successful investor and what it takes to be a successful investor, to be in that kind of investor game. And these are good traits that you've pointed out. So let's look at the other side for a minute. Now, what would you say would be a not-so-good trait that would perhaps lead to a non-successful investor?
Great question.
Being a non-successful investor.
Yeah, great question. And I would say, because I see this actually with my clients. So I see this bad trait where it's ugly head time after time. When it comes to investing, you cannot be wishy-washy. That is a very, very bad trait to have, meaning we buy something, it has a good month, we put more into it, it has a bad month, we take it all out, right? That's wishy-washy. We cannot second-guess ourselves over the short term when it comes to investments. Now, of course, all investments do not do good, and it's risk involved, and no, because we look at hypotheticals and what it's done in the past, you know, past results do not guarantee the future. We know that when it comes to investing. But at the same time, we also know that going back and forth on a decision sometimes might hinder the growth instead of allow our money to grow properly. Using Apple, for example, if Apple does very, very well, you know, they had the new Apple Watch, and for a time Apple went up. So we invested in Apple, and we've made money. And then over the past maybe week, because of earnings, it went down. It does not mean that we sell something that we just bought. Or if we buy an investment and something happens with the market or with that sector, with that company, and it goes down a couple of dollars, that does not mean that it's time to sell. But if we're wishy-washy, if we're second-guessing our decisions, you know, we might do that. And that's a trait. And I talk to clients about this all the time. You know, when the market's good, they want to get into the market. When the market's going, quote-unquote, down, sometimes they want to get out the market or go to cash. And we say, you know, as your investment starts going back up, if you have your money in cash, you're missing out on making your money back. You know, instead of going to cash, you might want to reinvest when things are down. But if we're wishy-washy and we invest our money when it goes back up, you know, we have missed out on that upcycle or me making, quote-unquote, some of our money back. So a bad trait when it comes to investing is being wishy-washy. So for a person that knows that they're going to go back and forth on their decisions, or a person that knows that they always second-guess themselves, you know, maybe investing in stock-type investments is not the biggest bang for your buck. There's other things out there. You know, they have CDs, they have, you know, index CDs that are, quote-unquote, tied to the market, but has some FDIC guarantees if you keep it in over its maturity. So it's other investments that are tied to the market but give you some type of guarantees. Those are some things that you might want to look into if you know if you invest your money, you're going to second-guess yourself because when it comes to investing, being wishy-washy may not be the way to go.
It's definitely not. Who wants to deal with wishy-washy people? That's just annoying. I'll say it. He may not say it, but I'll say it. It's just annoying. So I mean, really. Okay, now, when we talk about wishy-washy people, I have a question here. Now, I know you gave some great alternatives for people who might be a little wishy-washy as to what they can do with their monies and where they can put their monies, but is it safe to say that perhaps them being wishy-washy, if you go to a certified financial planner, just for a moment, and granted, yeah, you want to be involved with what's going on with your money, and it doesn't mean that you just throw all your money at your certified financial planner and say, okay, you know, fix this, and I don't want to know anything about it. So that's not what I'm saying here. But is it safe to say perhaps another thing they could do and to kind of calm down the wishy-washiness is when you connect with that certified financial planner that you actually decide that, yeah, I'm going to trust them a little bit. And if they think this is a – if they give me this advice, I'm going to trust this. Because investing, whether low risk or high, the word risk still exists in both. So is it safe to say that it might be nice if they trust you a little bit?
Of course, and trust is the key. And anyone who does investing, I would always recommend that you talk to a financial advisor or a certified financial planner like myself. When it comes to something like even doing taxes, you know, I have clients that are sometimes do-it-yourselfers, and I always, you know, recommend them to the CPAs, you know, that I work with, because, you know, we can do things ourselves, but sometimes we get stuck, or sometimes, you know, we have our heart make the decision that our mind should be making. So yes, and when it comes from the trust factor, if you're able to sit down with a professional, he or she, you know, knows what they're doing, they can give you sound advice, right advice and good information, that definitely allows some of the stress or some of the second guessing that we have about some of the investments that we pick. It'll definitely let some of that, those worries go out the window, so to speak. So, yes, that's something I would strongly recommend. If it's not a financial advisor, it'd definitely be a certified financial planner like myself.
It's important that you do trust the person that you're allowing to manage your money. And I guess the other thing I'm getting at here is, if you can connect with a certified financial planner who really cares about what happens to your money and cares about helping you achieve your goals, that's a great certified financial planner, as opposed to being with one just because he or she is your cousin. Really? I mean, come on. So okay, let's the final question as we wrap up here for today. Are there any other traits that make up a successful investor that we haven't touched on?
Yes. And one to really think about is a person who is a forward thinker. Again, just using Apple as an example. 10 years ago, we had our BlackBerries, we had our Nokia, we had our Motorola cell phones. And just imagine from 10 years ago how much innovation cell phones have come.
You.
Hello?
Still there?
Yes, we're here. Can you hear us, Pat?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So again, like I said, 10 years ago, if you think about Apple, they came up with a great invention called the iPhone. Now, 10 years ago, we had our Motorola cell phones, we had our Nokia cell phones, we had our BlackBerries. If a person was forward-thinking, if an investor did some research on Apple and said, hey, they're coming out with this great concept, I need to invest money, just think how much the money would have grown over the last 10 years. So when it comes to investing, you want to be forward-thinking, and that's a great trait. So you want to do research. So what industries or what things now will be in the forefront 10 years? Now, I was talking to a client a few weeks ago, and they're in the robotics industry. And we were talking about robots over the next 10, 15, 20 years helping with surgery. Well, if I'm able to find a quality stock or quality company that is in the forefront of that, or a quality company that's getting approval right now from the FDA to do some type of robotic surgery, just imagine the value of that company in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. If you think about the Internet, a huge thing right now is cybersecurity. So it's a lot of cyber security stocks out there that are basically finding ways to protect our identity, protect us on cyberspace. That might be a great company or a great investment 5, 10, 15, 20 years that's going to grow dramatically as we need the need for more security on the Internet. So those types of things, when it comes to research and being forward thinking, are traits of a financial advisor that can be successful, and also as an investor that can be successful. You're able to look forward. You know, what investment I think, what industry in the next 5 or 10 years will grow? You know, maybe solar energy, for example, maybe wind power, clean energy. Those are types of industries, those are types of stocks that you want to look into when it comes to forward thinking. And having that forward thinking trait might allow you to grow money and become a successful investor.
Awesome. Mario, thank you so much. So you guys now have some insight as to what it takes to become a successful investor. And if you say, well, I don't have any of those traits and I'm not sure if this is going to work out for me, remember at the beginning of the show I said you are, in fact, a big deal. So you never know what you're capable of until you connect with other people. Second thing about building relationships. So you want to connect with Mario and have a conversation with him. You may discover some things about yourself that you just didn't know. Because as you can hear, he's an expert and he knows his stuff when it comes to the investor world. Mario, is there anything you want to say as we wrap up for today?
Nope. Of course, if you have any questions, our office here in Jacksonville is 904-733-5321. Our email address, Mario, M-A-R-I-O, .Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, at RaymondJames.com. On social media, you can Google MJP Financial if you want to. Of course, our website, MJPFinancial.com, so Mario Joseph Payne, Financial.com. On Facebook, MJP Financial, Twitter, MJP Financial, and LinkedIn, of course, as well, MJP Financial, or just Mario Payne. So definitely find us if you have any questions. We're one click or one phone call away.
Okay, wow, let's see if I can remember that. MJP, got it. Okay, good, you guys got it. So you can find Mario, and you want to check out his Facebook page, you want to check out his website, all of his social media pages. Check them out, connect with him, and hey, what better person to learn from? You want to know what the money guys know, and he's definitely one of them. All right, Mario, thank you so much. You have an amazing weekend.
Pat, have a good one. Everybody else, have a great weekend.
Okay, you guys, that was Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial Services, and he's a certified financial planner, and this is really great information that will help you grow your finances, provided that you put them to work for you. And you really, if you just want to ask him questions, you can call him up, you can ask him questions. He doesn't charge anything for you with him, and he's just filled with information and suggestions as to what steps you should take. And if you say, well, I don't even have enough money to invest, listen, you want to start growing your money as soon as possible. I can assure you down the road, things are going to look very different, not just in this country, but around the world. And you want to make sure that you position yourself so that such that you are let's say, that you're safe and that you have that peace of mind and that you have that comfort. And so do what it takes to be more responsible as it relates to your finances. And that way you can have this most exciting life. And, hey, before you know it, you're doing life with power. As I say goodbye to you for today, I just want to remind you that August is what? August is tomorrow. And so we're going into August, and this is what, the third quarter of the year. And so we're just about to wrap up all of the great new information that we have coming for you to help you get more clarity and to help you finish 2015 strong and, of course, going to 2016, hey, like a whirlwind or like a big wave, a tsunami wave. There we go. So you guys want to keep hanging out with us, invite your friends, and once we launch all of our new information there for you, you definitely want to invite your friends, you want to invite your spouse, you want to invite your just family members, because you know what, when we can all get this information, we can all grow together, we can all become just so super powerful, and we can be like this powered up nation, and we are at that point taking more responsibility for our lives and being more excited about where we're going, and actually be even more excited about getting there. Hey, you guys, I will talk to you on next week. And with that being said, remember to always keep doing life with power. We'll be right back.
true, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kinda seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.